نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to the respected listeners. Before I begin, I would like to say Jazakallah Khairan to Radio Islam for letting me speak. When the principal of Darul Newcastle, Maulana Ismail Akhu Sahab, may Allah give him a long life, told me I had to give a nasiha on Radio Islam, I was trying to find a suitable topic, and then I realized that the most challenging task nowadays is the upbringing of our children. Raising a children in this day and age is one of the most challenging tasks a parent faces. But to incorporate Islam into the lives of our children and to raise them with the proper Islamic morals and values is even more difficult and even more challenging. There is no formal training given to parents. There is no instruction manual. Parents meet the challenge of parenting with only a few tools at their disposal. Their own upbringing, the way their parents raised them, and the surrounding and social experiences that the parents have witnessed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a father cannot give a better gift to his child than a good education. Tirmizi. Raising our children with a strong Islamic identity begins at home. By sending our children to a madrasa every day or once a week is not enough to bridge the gap if parents don't put in the effort at home. Sending our children to madrasa is a good thing, but Islam is not simply a set of rules or a subject to be learned over a short period of time every day or every week. Islam is a way of life. It is the small things that make up our Islamic identity. These things that cannot be taught over a few hours, it is things that have to be taught to our kids from a young age. It is not merely about learning to read Quran and read our Salah. It is about raising our children to have Allah consciousness in them. It is about them having a deep-rooted connection to Islam. This is all seen in the little things, but we as parents have to teach and show our children, especially from a young age. It is a way we greet or we smile when we see someone. It is helping someone when you see them in need and not mentioning it later. When you give things with your right hand or wear your clothes or your shoes starting from the right, cleaning your plate when eating, greeting when entering the house, lowering your gaze, being good to your neighbors, upholding family ties. It is the little things that by action we can teach our children. We might not think it's important, but everything that we do can have a positive or negative effect on our children. Plus, one Allah says in Surah Nisa, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Worship Allah and associate nothing with Him, and do parents do good and to relatives, often the needy, the near neighbor, the neighbor far away, the companion at your side, the traveler, and those whom your right hand possesses. Indeed, Allah does not like those who are self-deluding and boastful. Another small yet important action for parents, it is to read their du'as before any action, whether it is when you are sleeping, eating, going to the toilet, sneezing, traveling, going shopping, or leaving the house. Reading these du'as in front of your kids will teach them that we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every step of our lives. When we give Allah importance in every task of our lives, this will teach our kids the importance of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every task of their lives. If we as parents read 2 rakat nafil to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every good thing that happens, or to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help before we undertake an important task, or to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sabr when we hear unpleasant news. What is that teaching our kids? That every blessing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if we hear some bad news, that too is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple acts such as reading your masnoon du'as and reading two rak'ah nafil has an impact on your children. It helps us as parents to show our children to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every step in our life. These small things will help us in establishing a level of Allah's consciousness within ourselves and our children. Children absorb what they see, not what is said. If you expect your child to possess the most beautiful akhlaq, you need to be showing him that by example. This won't happen if you are behaving contrary to how you expect your child to behave. How you behave and interact with the domestic helpers, the gardeners, or the workers at the store is all absorbed by your children. If you are short with your speech or rude with your words or behave in a degrading manner with those under you, then that is what your children will pick up and learn. But if you are respectful and polite with your mannerism and speech, that is what you are teaching your children to emulate. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never obscene or coarse, rather he used to tell us that the best among us were those with the best manners, Al-Bukhari. Another aspect that is essential in the upbringing of our children is our equal treatment to them. To those parents who have more than one child, children feel the most bitter when they feel that they have been treated unfairly or that you are favoring one child over the other. We all have that one child that we love a little more, that is a little dearer to us. But if we show special treatment to them, their sibling will be the first to pick that up. Children are very aware of these kind of things. If we show preference to one child over the other, then we as parents are the ones that are helping to create sibling rivalry between our children. The unfair treatment harbors dislike in the hearts of the other children for their sibling as well as the parents themselves. It is the right of the children to be treated fairly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, your children have the right of receiving equal treatment as you have the right that they should honor you. Abu Dawud. The following hadith shows us how important it is to avoid favoritism when dealing with our kids. قال سمعت النعمان بن مشير رضي الله تعالى عنهما وهو على المنبر يقول آتاني أبي عطية فقالت عمر بنت رواحة لا أرضى حتى تشهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني أعطيت ابني من عمرة بنت رواحة عطية فأمرتني أن أشهدك يا رسول الله قال أعطيت السائر ولدك مثل هذا قال لا قال فاتقوا الله واعدلوا بين أولادكم قال فرجع فرد عطيته. Numan ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, my father gave me a gift of some of his wealth, but my mother Amra bin Darwaza said, I will not approve of it until you ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bear witness to it. So my father went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him to bear witness to the gift. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, have you done the same for all of your children? He said, no. He said, fear Allah and treat your children justly. So my father came back and took back that gift, Bukhari wa Muslim. Raising our children is not easy. We will be challenged in a lot of ways. There is no right or wrong way in parenting. But I urge you parents to slowly start incorporating a little bit of deen in your household. Show your children the type of Muslim they should be. Spend time with them. In this age of smartphones and tablets, it is becoming more and more essential to make some time for our children away from all the screen time. They are getting help them to get in touch with the Islamic side of things. mention the great stories of the Sahaba, Rizwanullah anhum ajmain, or the Anbiya alayhis salam, make them aware of the rich history of Islam and let them love Islam. They need to know Islam in order to love Islam. Take a small step in your own way. Try making a small change in your daily routine. After all, Rome wasn't built in a day and no big change occurs overnight. Everything starts with the smallest of steps. We are raising the generation of tomorrow, the men and women of tomorrow. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no person to whom Allah has given responsibility and dies neglecting that responsibility. But Allah will deny him paradise, Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to raise our children to be good and pious Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our task for us and make our children the coolness of our eyes. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all on the straight path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And again, jazakallah khairan to Radio Islam for letting me speak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.